purports to this section, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to cry out, Shukara, Shukara, thus crying out for the boar incarnation of the Lord, Varahadeva. Lord Chaitanya assumed this form as the boar incarnation and got up on the shoulders of Murari Gupta. Sri Krishna Chaitanya carried a small gadu, a small water pot with a nozzle, and thus Lord Chaitanya symbolically picked up the earth from the depths of the ocean, for this is the pastime of Lord Varaha. Shuklambara Brahmachari resided in Navadvip on the bank of the Ganges. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy, Shuklambara approached Lord Chaitanya with a begging bag containing rice. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with this devotee that Lord Chaitanya immediately snatched the bag and began eating the raw rice. No one forbade Lord Chaitanya, and thus he finished the entire supply of rice. To emphasize something to an ordinary person, one may repeat it 3 times, just as one might say, you must do this, you must do this, you must do this. Thus, the Brihannaradiya Purana repeatedly emphasizes the chanting of the holy name, so that people may take it seriously and thus free themselves from the clutches of Maya. For it is our practical experience in the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world that many millions of people are factually coming to the spiritual stage of life simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly according to the prescribed principles. Therefore, our request to all of our students is that they daily chant at least 16 rounds of this Hare Nama Maha Mantra offenselessly, following the regulative principles. Thus, their success will be assured without a doubt. Our Krishna consciousness movement stresses the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra only, whereas those who do not know the secret of success for this age of Kali unnecessarily indulge in the cultivation of knowledge, the practice of mystic yoga, or the performance of fruitive activities or useless austerities. They are simply wasting their time and misleading their followers. And when we point this out very plainly to an audience, members of opposing groups become angry at us. But according to the injunctions of the Shastras, we cannot make compromises with these so-called jnanis, yogis, karmis, and tapasvis. And when they say they are as good as we are, we must say that only we are good and that they are not good. This is not our obstinacy, for it is the injunction of the Shastras, and we must not deviate from the injunctions of the Shastras. This is confirmed in these verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This practice of forbearance, Toror Iva Sahishnuna, is very difficult, but when one actually engages in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the quality of forbearance automatically develops. A person advanced in spiritual consciousness through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra need not practice to develop forbearance separately, for a devotee develops all good qualities simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra regularly. The grass is specifically mentioned in this verse because everyone tramples upon the grass, and yet the grass never protests. This example indicates that a spiritual master or leader should not be proud of one's position. Being always humbler than an ordinary common man, one should go on preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. When chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, in the beginning, one may commit many offenses, which are called Nama Abhasa and Nama Aparadha. In this stage, there is no possibility of achieving perfect love of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. Therefore, one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra according to the principles of this verse. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna. One should note in this connection that chanting involves the activities of the upper and lower lips as well as the tongue. All three must be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The words Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. Sometimes one mechanically produces a hissing sound instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation with the help of the lips and tongue. Chanting is very simple, but one must practice it seriously. Therefore, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, advises everyone to keep this third Shikshastakam verse always strung about one's neck. Recorded April 12, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.